Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Pei, Chapter 80, Bring Us Back. Three psukim in this perek are almost identical, pasuk Dalet, Ches, and Chaf. Let's take a look inside. Elokim hashivenu v'ha'er panecha v'nivashaya. Hashem, bring us back. Let your face shine so that we may be saved. Pasuk Ches. Elokim tzvakos hashivenu, va'er panecha v'nivashaya. Hashem, who rules the angels, the celestial creations, bring us back. Let your face shine so that we may be saved. And pasuk chaf, the last pasuk in the parak. Hashem elokim tzvakos hashivenu, va'er panecha v'nivashaya. Hashem, Lord, God of the angels and the celestial creations, bring us back. Let your face shine so that we may be saved. It's the exact same pasuk each time with the addition of adding another name of Hashem. Rav Hirsch explains that each pasuk, each tefillah for salvation, corresponds to the three times the Jewish people were physically exiled from the land of Israel. The three times we were removed physically from our precious home in Eretz Israel. The first was during the time of Sancheiriv, as we discussed in Perek Ayin Vav, when 10 of the Shvatim, Malchus Yisrael, were conquered and exiled. The second instance was during the time of the Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we were exiled to Bavel. The third instance of physical exile was carried out by the cruel Roman Empire, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash and exiled most of the Jews who they didn't murder. According to most Mefarshim, we are still considered today living in the aftermath of the Roman Empire, awaiting the third and final Beis HaMikdash. Each of the different names of Hashem represents a different aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is infinite. We can't know him, but we can understand different aspects of Hashem to some small degree, and the different names that we use to refer to Hashem speak to those different aspects. Elokim speaks to the midah of Hashem's justice. Tzvakos speaks to Hashem's mastery over the beings in the heavens above. Hashem rules the entire world, no exclusions. The angels, the moon, the stars, and the sun, which many people have historically deemed as divine, are simply creations and manipulated by Hashem. And the name added in the last pasuk, the name that's spelled out with a yud, and then a hey, and then a vav, and then a hey, speaks to both Hashem's rachamim, his mercy, and his existence above time. Hashem was, is, and always will be. There never was, and there never will be a time when Hashem doesn't exist. As we read this pasuk, our tefillah joins with the millions of Jews before us since the time of the exile of the Aseres HaShvatim. Hashivenu ha'er panecha v'nivashaya. Hashem, please shine your face upon us. Bring us back to our land and save us from this gullus. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150. 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.